Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Hey, 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 this is Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuerie, and I, of course, am Ruby Chukwuerie. I'm studying at the University of Cape Town, and I am 19 years old. Firstly, I'd like to wish everyone a Happy New Year. Today, we're going to discuss New Year, New You. Is this a realistic concept? We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and all of that fun about New Year's, fresh page, turning over a new leaf and all of that. But first, before we get into the show, I'd like to speak to my young cousin, Primrose, who is going into grade 7 since this show is all about students. So we want to know what she's looking forward to about going into grade 7. Hi, Primrose.
Hi, Ruby. Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so I just want to know, Pipi, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what are they?
I'm going to read more books this year.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to knock this boy in my class off as number one.
Okay. So you want to be number one in class?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And what are you most excited about going to grade 7?
This is grade 7. It's my last year in primary school.
Yeah. So you're going to be at the top of the school?
Pardon?
I said you're going to be at the top of the school.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. So I just want to ask you a few questions. What is the first thing you think of when you wake up?
The first thing I think of is about my schoolwork.
Okay. That's a good student. My aunt will be very proud. What else?
Because my teacher always asks for his homework.
Okay.
So I have to write it.
And then the last question before we leave you, I just want to ask, what do you plan on doing when you grow up?
I want to be a lawyer.
Okay, that's great. I hope so. Hopefully I don't get into any legal issues and need your help. Okay, thank you so much, Primrose. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so I have to introduce all the lovely people I have in studio with me today. So at first, we have the beautiful Zanele Zimu.
Hey, hey!
We have the bubbly Thato Mposi.
Hi, everyone!
And then we have two matriculants from the class of 2015. Yes! So we have the future lawyer, Rafue Mposi.
What up, people?
And the future doctor, Gilad Shore.
Oh, well, homies.
So you guys just got your results. How are you feeling?
Oh, it's good that we got our results. Get it out of the way.
Yeah. For me, it was like a rush of emotions. I don't know. Now yeah. I'm tired that I've gotten my results. But yeah, just before the results, I don't know, something was up with my body.
No, I'm all dizzy. No,
I just have to say, Gilad got 8 distinctions, guys. Oh,
incredible. Snaps and claps for Gilad, people.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what we're waiting for. Cool.
You have the wop 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 wow.
That's what we need.
No, but that's really impressive. And Rafue, you also did very well going to university.
Ooh, yes.
So, what's the greatest news you've got today? I heard you got an SMS from a certain someone.
Yes, ooh, yeah, I got Drake. An SMS. I got accepted to WITS to woo! Study BCom Law.
Oh, ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good thing.
That's right.
Yes.
And Gilad, what are your plans for 2016?
Hopefully UCT. We'll see.
Okay,
I
so
have
you'll be
provisional
joining...
for medicine so far.
Okay, oh, that's wow. Great.
SMB, wow.
But we'll see today if we get in officially.
Well, if you don't get in, then I don't know who gets in.
Honestly.
Then there's a serious problem.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so guys, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yeah, compliments.
Compliments of the season. And every black family. Like,
yes, compliments. Compliments.
every phone call now to like any family member. Compliments.
Compliments
of the new year.
Accurate.
Gilad is white. He's just looking at us.
No, he's like, what's going on?
My puppy says that all the time.
You're feeling.
But anyways, okay. So I want to know if you guys have any New Year's resolutions. So we're going to start off with Tuttle.
No.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2016?
Well, you see, I'm not really a New Year's resolution person. Because, like, you know.
Me too.
Like, it's one of those things that just never works out. Like, you know, okay, you're so serious for, like, the first few week, and then like lols, it's out, it's gone, like it's, you know, vanishes. But I guess if I did have New Year's resolutions, I'd devote them, well, I guess working out more, you know, eating healthy and all, you know, the casual, devoting to my studies. Oh, I sound really boring right now because honestly I wasn't prepared for this. But my New Year's resolution was really, really okay. Next,
okay. Those are the usuals.
Yeah, you know, cash.
And how's it going so far? Have you exercised at all?
Well, yeah, you know, like, you know, last year I did a couple, you know, jogging vibes. You know, I'm getting there. Like, it's like
last year, though.
Just before December, okay. Because I was preparing, you know, the extra hips that come. So, like,
we're talking about.
Okay, no, but that's me saying that was the foundation. No, I'm going into it now. You know what I mean?
I don't know why you have to wait for a new year to be a new me.
That's the thing. That is accurate. We need to get into that, actually.
Yeah, I think so. Because I know for me, I was like, you know, gain some weight during first year university, like December is my time, like I'm gonna
flourish. I know December I was gonna be on some other diet, gonna be eating salad. No, that did not happen.
The only thing I like in salad is feta cheese.
Yeah,
so
not even
and olives.
Cucumber. I like rocket lettuce, guys.
But can I tell you what I have been doing? What I have been exercising?
Tell us, Ruby.
Is my mouth what I've been chewing
all
the time? Yes, girl.
No. Wait, Ruby.
or rather, that ab workout when you get up from the couch to go to the fridge. Yes. Mm. Yeah. No. Girl.
And you know when you're full and you're tired, actually getting up to go get some more food is an exercise.
And watching series and stuff, like, that actually is a workout on its own.
I feel like we do exercise because we walk to our rooms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There we go.
So you're feeling like a pro right now.
Yeah, and I think...
But also, it's so hard right now, like, I feel like the sweat that we have from the heat is enough.
Yes, yo, it's so hard, dude.
Surely the heat wave will help us lose some weight.
Actually, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Surely.
That extra water.
That extra water. Just get all the water out of my system. Okay, and Rafuet, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I'm with Tato on the whole not believing in New Year's resolutions because you put a lot of pressure on yourself, but... basically, I'm going to go into this year try to work out and, you know, eat healthy and do all those other things and focus. It's my first year of university, so I just want to
shine, baby.
You know, try, work, and see how it is. Focused. Because
I think
it's a rough time.
Yeah, because
my first year is a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Because Tato and Zani and I can tell you that first year.
We were drowning.
It does not play games.
Are you joking? I saw your guys' Snapchats having a great time.
No.
We chose guys Thursday and we night market. Thursday night market.
When
Tato knows it happens.
Live. No, that's when university hits you. Don't choose that live. Like, that's me. Like, I'm testifying. Do not go there. Don't go to Sunday. What is it? Thursday
night. It's a dangerous
night
place, kids.
Really? But guys, you're supposed to have fun in your first year. Like, if you're not going to have fun in your first year, when are you going to have the fun?
No, you really are supposed to.
It's all about balance, really. Like, if you can manage your time in school and going out, then you're fine. But someone like me, you know, that didn't work out.
Please, like, don't sell yourself dreams.
Yeah, don't.
You are not going to study 2 weeks before the exam. It's not going to happen. It's not.
Joke of the season.
You won't change that much from your high school study tactics.
But just know that, like, varsity is way harder than high school. I should have got 10 distinctions in high school. I'm just saying.
Ask them for a remark.
Yes, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going back to St. Peter's and I'm going to ask them.
Mark this. This is not right. This is definitely not right. Okay, and Gilad, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Not really. Survive first year, I guess. It's my first time living alone, like, properly.
Yeah, that will be exciting. It's a lot of independence.
Mm.
It is a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. That is terrifying for me. That's probably the scariest part about going to UCT.
But you have family in Cape Town.
I have my brother
there. You have your brother in
But
Cape
he's
Town.
Moved out. He's like... He's a big boy now.
Okay.
He's a big boy.
He doesn't need to talk to you anymore. And Zanele, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Let's see. To stop worrying. I worry so much. But besides that, just to like go with the flow, create everything for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop following people like, ooh, I'm going. No. I'm going to go somewhere else. I want to go shark cage diving. I want to learn how to surf.
Yeah, I feel like in Cape Town you need to know how to surf.
Yes, but like they go
shark. I'm so confused. Like I swear, there's a lot of what are those shark attacks? Isn't like Cape Town has like the area, most?
You've been watching too many movies.
Too much TV.
Too much Sharknado.
Okay, guys, have fun on the beach. You know, you do your swimming. You flourish, kids.
But you know, the funny thing is, like when you go to Cape Town, or I'm sure you like if you're studying at Stellenbosch or UCT, you think I'm going to go to the beach. All the time, like every weekend, when it was someone's birthday.
That's it.
We just wait for birthdays to go to the beach. Like that's all.
No, that's really nice. We don't have beaches down here.
Yeah, you chose Vits.
No, and it was still nice. I mean, like going to like Brahm and stuff. I mean, it's equivalent in a sense. It's a fun vibe.
I saw this article on Elite Daily. And it was like saying what your New Year's resolution says about your personality. So only one of you said one of them.
More decisive. If I was going to say one, if you can get me on that quiz thing.
Okay, yeah. Do you want another chance? Okay, let's rewind. Yeah. Okay, Gilad. What is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to be more decisive. Take more action. Take more chances.
What a switch up.
Wow, okay, anyways.
Prepared, eh?
Yeah, very prepared. Okay, they were saying that if you resolve to travel more, you're someone that gets bored easily. How true do we think that is?
What, travel like the world or travel to... Because I don't think you're boring if you're traveling the world.
Yeah. No, you get bored easily.
Oh, wait, no, why would you get bored overseas?
That's my question.
I feel like...
You guys are listening.
Yeah.
Guys, the question is, you get bored.
Yes. Listen, okay.
Talking with confidence.
We are first-year university students who should be able to do comprehension. Now, please,
oh,
listen.
Oh, wow. Okay,
sorry.
Okay, I captured those. Still surviving, though.
Okay, so this is the statement. If this is your New Year's resolution...
You are a boring person.
This is... What it says about your personality.
Oh, okay. We got you, girl. We got you.
Are we okay? Do we have a distinction?
No. Don't worry.
You travel more.
I think it was the nerves. Don't worry.
You're a boring type of person. That's what it's saying.
Okay. Anyways, let's move on to the next one. If you're dreaming of hitting the gym more, you're more of a short-term person than a long-term person.
That's so true. I'm not even going to disagree.
I will testify that.
I'm not even going to disagree.
Shout out to Tato.
That is the truth. My gosh.
But you know, guys, people get so keen for the gym in Jan.
Sam, there's no space. There's no space. Like, it's so funny because, like, usually at Virgin Active, the waiting time for the treadmills is like 2 minutes, and that's like from March onwards. January, you wait like 15. It's crazy. Like, it's so full.
Like, Valentine's Day is meant to sell like cards and stuff.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions is meant to sell gym memberships.
Literally. You make so much money. Like, we need to open a student gym.
Well, actually, that would be a very good business.
That could.
That first year spread, bro. Well, for you guys, like,
first year spread for me.
Cool. That's what I said at the beginning of first year.
No, I'm living from home. I will have all my resources.
Is Redford
really that rough rider?
So Redford doesn't really need to be spoken about.
let's not discuss. That needs more than an hour because we have to talk about each and every meal.
But one thing I can say, and Zani can, because we're in the same race.
Oh yeah, I'll be eating what you ate last year.
Yeah. So, about Res Food, they put the fanciest names on the menu.
Yes.
You don't even know.
It's a 5-star restaurant. Let me tell you.
It's things where you think, okay, you know, I've gone to some nice restaurants, but I don't even know what could it be.
And then you're gonna pick it. But
it's rice and sauce.
It fools you.
It's rice and sauce, guys. Like, they really know how to fool you, hey? Because if you go on the net and you're like, okay, catering service, blah, blah, blah.
But actually, can I just give you advice about res food?
Yes, please.
Put sauces. Put that tomato sauce, put that peri-peri sauce, put that sweet chili sauce. That's what I do. Then it will taste amazing. If you don't, you're going to suffer.
Zanella literally has a side plate every day and she just puts her sauces.
It's needed. The food is... Yeah.
And Wednesday is Fat Wednesday. It's Weight Gain Wednesday. So they give you either burgers or pizzas. The burgers you cannot cut into. No matter how sharp the knife is, you cannot cut into that burger or that pizza. So if you're going to Rez,
shout out to Vitz's Olives and Plates. I mean, quality food over there.
Quality service, quality.
Y'all should come through.
Some not so subtle Vitz promotion. I saw one funny one. It was saying, if you promise to give up drinking, you're an optimist.
Okay, that's not gonna happen for me, Shane.
Actually, true. No. That's true. Well, on my part,
okay.
I think like my whole take on life now is so different.
Okay.
God, you're not gonna even give me a chance. Okay,
no,
you know what?
You can see.
It's fine.
No, Dr. Mposi, please do go on.
Please stop it, guys. Like,
no,
bye.
But the thing is, I feel like you need a glass of wine a day,
girl.
And or like a week.
Girl.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to stop drinking. That's not happening anytime soon.
You're not helping me.
Hi, my name is Zelene Zulu, and I am a...
Alcoholic.
I'm a new person.
I'm kidding. I'm not. Mommy, I'm not. I'm just joking.
Mom, don't believe what you hear. Gerard, what do you think about that point?
About which point?
Alcoholic?
About being an optimist if you say you're going to give up drinking.
I don't know. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It does make
sense.
But
I mean, I would say if you have a New Year's resolution and you stick to it, that kind of means you're an optimist.
Mm. And I feel like...
Any New Year's resolution.
Yeah, that's true.
It makes sense and it doesn't make sense because I feel like if you have a glass of wine just makes you happy and have so much hope in life. So, like, you're good.
That is true.
That is very true. So...
You have a lot of fun if you're drinking wine.
Mm.
It was so funny. I remember for Christmas was like 2 weeks ago. So for Christmas lunch, I'd like texted my aunt and I was like, please buy me some really cheap wine because I cannot drink
the box wine.
Expensive? No, I can drink box wine, but I can't drink the expensive
wine. Boxed wine is nice, guys.
Guys, that's all student budget can afford.
That's actually true.
Like, if you're drinking some Sauvignon Blanc, like, good for you. But personally, my budget doesn't go that far. I don't know if it's just me.
No, it's all of us.
Yeah, maybe just you guys. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Tata's currently rolling in money.
You get some who like go to the club, Coco's, and like have tables, have bottles for days. So like those people are the lucky ones. Some of us, you know, our parents always say no to that.
Yeah, guys, I think you should invest in that money. I'm talking to the first years, well, the upcoming first years right now.
Yes.
You should invest that money. Don't go blow it on a bottle of... Of what is it? Viv Gickle and
Grey Goose.
All the grey. Like,
I say these names, but I've never even heard of them.
Same.
I just know they're expensive.
Like, the life is nice, but isn't it nicer if you can actually afford the bottles? Like, on your own? Huh? No? Okay.
But that's if your parents
are
just
like... you're getting it free, you're getting it free.
Exactly.
No, but I feel like if my parents were giving me that much money, I would want to invest into something,
you're
you know?
Thinking like a pro right
yes,
now.
Yes. So that, like, when I'm 25, I can get my penthouse in New York. Duh. Like, I feel like people should just think more like that.
Okay. So are you also going to buy me a penthouse when we're 25?
Sorry, I'm thinking about myself first, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can come visit.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't worry. Bring your costume.
Okay, so since we've got over everyone's New Year's resolutions, I just want to know, what do you think about the concept New Year, New You? So, Tato, what do you think about that?
Well, I think... Well, it makes a lot of sense, actually, because I realized, you know, I said this whole thing, this New Year, New You last year. And I say it now, and I look back, and the person I was back then, like, I'm not the same. Like, I am a new person. So essentially, like, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like,
I see the fresh haircuts.
Yeah, guys, I cut my hair just yesterday. You know, it was pretty scary hair.
Shine.
It happened to be in resolution, actually. I was just like, you know what? I want to look badass. I want to switch up a bit. And I'm dyeing my hair tomorrow, actually. So I'm not done. I'm not even done, guys. Y'all not ready.
You are never ready.
You guys aren't ready. But but it's weird because people usually assume that this whole new thing is like, okay, I'm going to wake up, slap some tattoos on me, you know, act reckless because I want to be a whole new person. And that's not really the case. Like, if you dig deep, guys, if you dig deep.
Speak, Dr. Tucker.
You can see, like, your life changes over time. And it's so cool because, like, it's growth. Like, I can tell you now, last year was the best year for me in terms of growth. I learned so much. I got experience
hair,
so much.
Like natural hair growth.
Ruby, I'm so done with you. I'm so done with you. Can you leave my hair out of this?
Shout out to all the black girls with natural hair problems.
Shame. I'm shining, though. The most. But, like, growth, you know.
like your height.
Okay, that's a low blow. Ruby, you can't do that to me.
I'm live.
No, but I must admit, like, I have grown a couple inches. A lot of people did say I've grown taller. No.
How
I can testify. I'm 19.
What does that mean?
And I'm taller than her. So I'm just trying to put that out. I am her sister.
No, shout out to the people that gassed me up on my height. Like, it means a lot. But, yeah. No, see, I lost what I wanted to say. Okay, but, yeah, I think I've explained myself.
Okay. And Zadi, what are your comments on New Year, New You?
Okay, well, last year I just thought it was crap. But then this year I was just like, you know what? I've actually grown. Even like, I agree. Like, last year I experienced so many things. Like, you actually really grow in your first year of university. Because high school is just like this box where you're stuck with people you do not like.
You can't even be yourself.
To be with, you have to act a certain way so people actually like you. Whereby university, like, you're just walking around like, oh, I don't care about
you
that
can
person.
Actually be yourself.
Bye. I'm not gonna see them ever again. So just like, university is like the best, guys. Enjoy it.
Shame. Cherish.
Cool.
Yeah, we speak as though we're out though.
New year.
We still got new years.
We speak as if we have so much experience in university.
No, but when first year, like, you've experienced, like, in first year, you actually experienced a lot. Like, I don't even, like, feel bad for saying that because, like, first year, guys, it's quite a journey. It's quite a journey.
And Rufoya, thoughts on new year, new you?
Like, it does sound nice, but, like, I've never stuck to, like, a new year, new me. Like, I've kind of been, like, the same person throughout, but, like, obviously, like, a couple of things have changed, but, like, obviously, I want to get to a stage where, like, I change a lot, because there's a lot of things that I want to change personally, but, like, there's been so much that's been going on, like, with matric and everything, like, last year went by so quickly, so, hopefully this year I can start, like, a whole new thing, new year, new me, and try it, and, like, stick to it, and probably, you know, just grow.
Okay, that sounds great. Growing, you know, hair growth, tattoo, shout out.
You need to stop it, Rubes. I'm a leave right now.
And Gilad, what are your thoughts on New Year, New You?
I'm not too sure. I touched on this earlier. I don't think there's a reason why, like, the digits on my watch change, and then I should start changing myself.
That's why he got 8 distinctions.
Yeah. I guess in the holidays, like, this was our first real holidays not linked to any institution. So I wanted to change myself and, like, improve, self-improvement holiday, but that faded away.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I don't know, like, to speak on the whole new year, new you, I don't think it's really realistic. Like, amen. I don't really think, maybe if you start beginning of December and you're like, yeah, I'm going to start before New Year's actually happens, not like on the day. On the day, you're hungover anyway. So what are you really going to do that's different, first of all? And then my first meal of the new year was McDonald's chips, guys. So
the right way to start it.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I mean, it has potato. It has potato.
Like, you can work it off on the 2nd of January.
And then I put tomato sauce, which adds the tomato.
Which is vegetable. Which is fruit.
fruit.
The salt on the chips adds some sort of nutrients.
Sodium. Yeah.
The milkshake I had has some
milk,
dairy.
Calcium. Ooh, calcium. Yes. See, we're getting somewhere. Yeah. Calcium.
Yeah. And the, yeah.
New year, new year.
New year, new year. New year, new me.
That's actually a healthy, like, wow. Good on you.
Okay, cool. Okay, we're going to go to a song and then we'll chat about matric and matric results afterwards.
Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.
Hey, you're listening to Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuri. So we were just talking about New Year, New You and how realistic that concept really is. And as I introduced them earlier, we have Gilad and Rafue in studio, who are part of Class of 2015.
Ooh, we made it!
Yes. I just want to say, guys, did you hear about that boy from Katlehong Mpo who got 100% for all seven?
It wasn't true.
Really
his real results came out. He actually matriculated 2014.
Guys, you're lying.
No, yeah.
DJ's Boo apparently made it.
I can't understand how that would make sense, though.
So... But I thought it was
so
in the
what,
newspapers.
It said 100% for math, 100% for...
For English.
100%
like physical science.
Like, wow.
All of it. It was all over Facebook. I was like, yeah. Wow, boy.
So guys, fine. Seriously, so like we shared posts for nothing.
Basically. Mm-hmm. It, shout out to DJ's Boo.
Yeah, shout out to DJ's. So why did they do that? Guys, I'm really confused. Like, because I really had a moment of self-reflection. I was like, Ruby, what are you doing in life? If someone can get 100%
for everything.
For English. You know how hard, like, the comma.
Exactly.
And
English
like,
completely.
Wow, punch. Oh, wow, shine.
Well, I wondered, was Afrikaans involved in those?
No, he's
a Sesotho.
Shout out to you.
Okay. I'm proud Sesotho girl.
From the homeland.
But I just wanted to chat to you guys about, like, you know, matric year, preparation for university. So you're both going to uni. You said before you're going to WITS.
Yes.
And Gilad,
UCT. Yeah.
Okay, so that's exciting.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'm sure you will. You did very well.
Honestly.
So I just wanted to know, how were end of year exams for you guys?
Oof. The standard was definitely higher than last year. That's
yeah,
one thing I can say.
Yeah, I actually heard that because I know the Minister of Education was saying that. They were
the
hardest.
Dropped by 5%.
Yes.
That's catastrophic. Yeah. That's catastrophic.
So it was on 73%. Oh my gosh.
So that's
terrible.
So did you guys really feel that the standard had increased?
Yeah.
I don't know. For prelims, we did VCAR, VCAA exams.
Those are
like,
the Australian
exams. Yeah, Australian exams. Yeah. They're set in South Africa and then they're sent to Australia to get moderated. And those were...
They
those
were crazy.
Were very, very
guys,
high.
Our biology mark was like
39%. I think there were two distinctions in the
but for biology,
yeah,
for VCAR.
For prelims.
Let me put that out there. Prelims, it was crazy.
But I think anyone who's going into matric, you just have to know that prelims...
They show flames.
Like, yeah, they really are difficult, but they also aren't that important.
And they're meant to prepare.
That's
you.
The
they
thing.
Are meant
and
to prepare.
Actually
you.
Did,
they
did. Really
it can
good.
Be a scare, actually.
Yes. I think it was a good thing in the end. Like, now that I look back, I'm glad that, you know, prelims, they tested me quite a bit. So now, and now it helped me with my end of the exam. So that's a good thing.
Okay, that's
pretty
great.
Strange because matric was only like a couple of months and there was just exam.
Exactly.
2 weeks
no
exam.
Time to breathe, nothing.
Matric year goes so quickly.
I felt like I was drowning.
I think there was like 3 weeks in between our prelims and finals.
Just trying to get a breath.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And then how did you guys find the like application process for university? How many universities did you apply to?
Well, I've seen the applications for like overseas universities.
Oh, those are
crazy.
Intense.
Yeah, those are very intense. So... And
ours actually aren't that much compared to like
the essays. We don't have to write an essay or anything.
Yeah.
Like try apply to Harvard, guys, and then tell me. So you guys, it was okay.
It was pretty simple.
Yeah, it was quick and easy.
What universities did you apply to?
I applied to WITS, UP, and UJ.
Okay.
I applied to UCT, but I didn't take it seriously, so.
You could have been joining us,
looking
at a mountain.
I'm joining second year, people. I'm joining second year. I realized that UCT is probably the best life.
Wow. That doesn't sound good.
I did WITS and UCT with the thought of going to UCT, like, all along.
Okay,
that's cool. And then, what do you think you learned most about yourself during your matric year.
Wow. Procrastination.
I really learned that I can push myself. Like, I push myself a lot, and, you know, I did many things that I thought that I wouldn't do, and, like, I achieved a lot of things that, like, previous years I couldn't achieve, and I'm just really proud of myself, and...
So am I, sister.
So, yeah, I think that's one thing I'm happy about with my matric year.
Okay, that's really cool. And Zani, what do you remember most about matric? Zani and Tuttle.
Do I even remember matric? That's the question.
Actually, like, you just forget once you get to varsity. Like, it's a, you just forget. You leave the people behind.
Like, I deleted it.
That whole life. You just leave
it's off the database.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. Like, you drown in matric, like you said, but you just keep on drowning. Like, varsity, there's no break.
There's
like,
no break
you
at
drown
all.
In the shallow end in in matric. Then you're varsity, you're pushed into the deep end, and you keep drowning.
No, like, I feel like matric, I was stressing too much about work. It was unnecessary stress. I should have kept that stress for varsity.
Actually.
But here's something that they don't tell you. Exams don't really matter. Only the grade 11 exams matter.
They do grade 11, end of the year.
And then final exams matter.
Right, end of grade
That's
11.
Advice to the grade 10s that are going to grade 11.
Yeah, if you are in grade 9, 8, 10.
Work
if there's
hard.
A spelling test, you don't have to worry about it. It's going to be okay.
Oh, wow. I don't think many parents would be happy about hearing about that.
No, but he's
telling but you
the
need
truth.
To work hard so you can get to that standard in grade 11.
But now don't get lazy. Mm.
Yeah. And work, can I add, working. It's total BS when they say grade 11 is harder than matric. Matric, I drowned.
I feel
grade
like
11
grade 11 peaked during like the end of the year, and it just plateaued the whole way steady throughout that same like level in matric.
I feel like grade 11 was just not fun.
Yeah.
Like, whatsoever.
I hate grade 11.
No, I actually liked grade 11.
Yeah.
No. But because we went on a tour. So that tour made it for me. So like,
where did you go?
Tour.
That
was It
so
was
cool.
like a
did
European
it have wine?
Tour. And like, we went to Spain and whoop, them boys.
We
sorry, Joel.
To.
But them boys were fine.
Oh my gosh.
I need to go back.
Yeah, shout out to your boyfriend, Sadele.
I love you.
So I don't know, what did you guys do for New Year's, Sunny?
Oh, I went to Taboo.
Ooh, turn up.
The house of the daddies.
Actually, as we realized in the last show, sugar daddies are now called blessers.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
because they just bless you with money. Oh, is that what the song Blessings and Blessings is?
Oh my goodness, Ruby.
Guys, my hip hop culture is not on point.
Like, girl.
I need a sub for hip hop culture. Oh, wow. Oh, okay, so Taboo's Blessings.
Yeah, I went to Priest first, and I went to Taboo. Oh. It was a good time. I had, like, lots of fun with the people I went with. Hey, guys. It was a good time.
Okay, and Tato, what did you get up to? Oh, well, you were living the lavish life. Where were you? Dominican Republic?
It was a nice life. We went to Punta Cana. And like, oh my goodness, guys, please put on your bucket list. Actually, that should be on people's resolutions, to go to Dominican Republic. It's amazing. And for the ladies, the guys there, right, they address you. What did they say again?
Señorita.
Chica. Imagine. This fine, beautiful man.
Literally,
addressing
me
as señorita.
I'm so tired.
Like, they roll the R. Bam. No, that's the thing.
It was such a switch up.
Like, I feel like if a builder, you know the one, Mother Teresa.
Yes.
If they were, if
goodness
they,
gracious
if,
me.
If they hit me with señorita, I don't know, hey? Like, maybe. Maybe I could.
So they threw it out there.
So you think in SA, if you're walking down the street, know, just minding your own business.
I'm saying
just picture
it's a possibility.
Tuttle's walking down the street, she's looking fly, right?
I got to every
then
day.
Then she passes a construction site with her new hair, yes, fresh cut face. And then she passes a construction site and they're like, hey, señorita.
No, obviously not like that.
Like that. Exactly like that.
No. First of all, they have to curl the R. It's ri. Okay, señorita. Okay. And they have to kind of, you have to be, like, the T's kind of soft. It's not ta, it's señorita. It's like a D almost.
I don't
so,
know.
Like
I feel like
very cultured.
Overseas, you could, like, I remember in Spain, the work is off her. Damn. Like, the guy is sweeping the road, but you look like a model, though. Like, what's going on?
That's the thing. These foreign boys, they just do things.
Yeah, I'm Israeli.
I'll holler at you, Gilad. Don't worry, boy.
You foreign.
I'm hollering, at,
hollering
you.
At you. Don't worry.
That's all you need, Mount Lukpar. Gilad is in studio.
When we're on a break, don't worry. When we're on a break,
guys, you know when a song is playing, some things are going on. And Rufwe, what were you doing? You were with your sister,
yes,
of course.
Yeah, we just watched fireworks, counted down with like a bunch
so
of people.
Beautiful.
It was nice.
I didn't
nice
see a single firework.
Where were you, Gilad?
I was at Madison with you.
Oh, okay. I did see Gilad at Madison Avenue party.
Wow, what were you doing with Gilad? I would like to know, Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with Gilad?
I feel like, firstly, that's none of your business. But anyways, yeah, I think New Year's is fun. But it was so weird because this is the first New Year's I've ever, like, partied it up, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm growing up. Like, it's not just being at home. Like, oh, Happy New Year.
Countdown
hug, 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 sleep.
Parents,
family.
Yeah.
There we go. Quarter like, night.
Quarter to night.
What's that show on SABC2? We used to watch that with our family. What was it?
Wait, the music show. No, music SABC1 one had it, like, SAB, music.
What is it? Do's, or something like, come do's.
No, I'm sort of like, I remember I always used to be at my grand's house in the Val during New Year's Eve. But sleep at
I
nine.
I feel like the Val turns up.
Oh, can I tell you about this one time? Oh my word. No, no, guys, this one's so good. My mom is a praying woman. Like, shout out to her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
She literally, it was 9 p.m. She wanted to pray, final prayers, whatever. We prayed through the Rifu and I even fell asleep.
We fell asleep. We fell asleep.
We woke up at 2 a.m. the next year.
Oh, no.
I'm not even joking. She was praying the whole time. We didn't even get to the countdown.
No, fam.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's tragic.
Still haven't experienced a partying New Year. Hopefully next year. Or this year, actually.
Yeah, maybe after first year university.
Once I get through this.
You know, when you grow up and you're really mature and you really discover yourself and find your identity. And yeah.
Joba kind of sucks for New Year's. Everyone migrates to Cape Town. And
that's true.
That is
that's
very true.
Oh, wait, people
it's
with
so
money
dry.
Migrate to Cape Town.
Like, this chat. This like, money chat.
Can I have
well,
some
Well, you don't
news?
Know. Maybe New Year's resolution was to save up to go to Cape Town.
We could only hope so. Okay, well, online from London, we have my cousin, Charisse Chukwuri. She is studying journalism, and she's at the University of Arts, and she's going to give us some tips about whether you can balance social life and good grades. So, hey, Charisse.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Oh, my gosh, I love your accent. I want to move to London. I'll be there, like, yesterday. I will be there.
We're let her shine now.
So, Charisse, what are you up to today?
I think I need to go and run some errands. I'm not really doing anything today, but I am going back to university. I'm actually at home, at my parents' home at the moment.
Okay.
So I'm heading back to uni today.
And you're still in first year, right?
Yeah, first year.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, your calendars are very different compared to ours.
Yeah. Okay. Yours year starts in January?
Yes, our year starts in January, when it's supposed to start. So, Charisse, we were chatting the other day, and you were saying that a girl said to you that in university you have to choose between good grades and a social life, and you said you strongly disagreed with that.
Yeah, I do. I think it's, like, about balance. Like, balance is the main, like, aspect of everything. If you can find a personal balance between whether, like, when you go out and how, like, meeting your deadlines works for you, then I don't see any reason why you can't do both. You don't have to hibernate to be able to get good grades, I think. So, yeah, that's my opinion on that.
How has it turned out for you so far? Like, do you think you've had a balanced life in your first semester or not?
No.
Yeah. I don't think our parents will be too happy to hear that. I feel like my scales have been turned, like, one way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the social life a bit, but
yeah.
I think you get a bit carried away, like all
That's
of a sudden
like first year as well.
Yeah, like all of a sudden you have all this independence and you can go to clubs and you don't have to ask your parents for transport or to take you here and there. There's no curfew.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Charisse, you were saying that you'd come up with some tips about how to have a great 2016 and balance your social life and school life. So, what are your tips?
Mm-hmm. So, my first one was inspired by DJ Khaled.
Shout out to DJ Khaled. Is he the one that always says,
DJ Khaled?
Blessed. Yeah. His Snapchat stories are blessed hilarious.
The best. Blessed.
Okay, yes, Charisse.
So basically, I'm just saying that, you know, you need to not leave your work to the last minute, because I definitely did that. And they don't want you to meet that deadline. Do you think they want you to sleep peacefully?
No.
They don't want you to sleep peacefully. So I had like 3 days where I did not sleep because I was trying to meet my deadline because I left my work to the last minute. So that would be my first tip. It's like, basically, when you get your work, just do it as soon as, and then it's out of the way and you have time to like focus on other things.
Don't you think that's easy to say though? Because every time, like, I have an all-nighter and I watch the sunrise, I literally, mm-hmm. and probably in that night, I've had an emotional breakdown, like I've cried at some point, and I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, Ruby, you'll never do this to yourself again. Ruby, never, ever, ever will you see the sunrise whilst a book is open. And I had many all-nighters after that one.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it works this year. We'll see.
And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see. And what are your other tips?
So food is like has a big effect. Like for me, it did anyway, on like your energy levels, motivation, concentration. So basically eating well and like trying your best to like have whole meals and not just eat cereal for dinner, because I had a habit of doing that as well. And I think, but you guys have catered, don't
so
you?
That means there's not really much hope of us eating well.
As for us, like, we don't get that at all. So everything is like doing your own shopping and your own cooking. So then I sometimes, like, you get lazy sometimes, and then you don't want to cook, and then you just don't really eat properly. So that was like, that would be one of my tips and definitely one of my resolutions for this year.
Okay. I don't know if it's just me, but if I was living alone, I think I would just make scrambled eggs most of the time. I don't know. Like,
right.
Zadie, how often did you cook when you were living by yourself?
Oh, no, I didn't cook.
Wow.
I didn't cook.
So what did you eat?
Yeah.
Oh, no, my roommate cooked.
Okay. And Rufwe, do you think you'll be cooking? But you'll be at home.
I'm living at home. So ask Cynthia. Oh, she'll be goodness. There to cook up the storm for me. I'll be at home with a nice home-cooked meal every day.
Good for you. Ha, 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 ha. But you won't be at Cape Town seeing, you know, the mountain every day.
No, second year I'll see it every day.
Okay, Charisse, what are your other tips?
So the other tip was to grab opportunities. I think this is my last one as well. Grabbing opportunities and taking advantage of resources, and I think pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, because you learn more, you experience more, and you kind of get the most out of being a student if you're kind of stepping outside of like what you would normally do. So I think that would be my last tip of like living a balanced student life and getting the most out of being a student. Push yourself and step outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I definitely agree with you there in terms of stepping outside of your comfort zone, because when you're a student, no one really shouts at you. You know, they don't really tell you what you're doing wrong. You know, it's like, you can get away with silly mistakes, or you can go for any opportunity that you see, because really, like, anything in the world, you can get to. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's a great time to be a student. Like, it's so much fun, so many opportunities, you can just push yourself. Yeah, those are great tips.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Charisse. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was great. I think those tips are really important.
Yeah.
I think for all of us, like, whether you're going into second year or whether you're going into first year, like, balance. I'm still trying to figure out that balance. Yeah, all grade 7.
Shout out to Primrose.
Shout out. Oh, yeah. Do you guys have any questions for, like, going into university? Because you're going in, you're coming from the transition of being a high school student to being a university student, which are, you know, I'm sure you've heard lots about
it.
Oh, no, that's easy. Don't
Yeah, the washing machine's actually really easy. It's not one of those complicated ones you have at home with the little, like, compartments.
You just, like, push the button.
you kind of just put all your laundry in. You're probably going to mix the clothes wrong. Like, most probably.
That's what I still do that.
Or just, like, find a girl and make good friends, and then she'll maybe, like, come help you out.
No, but then these guys there, second years, you know, they'll help you. Don't stress.
Do you really think they would?
Just smile.
Just smile. Okay, and then what else?
Do you have any questions, Ra?
No, not that I can think of.
Really? And you have a sister who's in university. I'm sure Tuttle will impart some knowledge on you.
So I'll just holler at her when I need.
Tuttle's looking like with daggers in her eyes. Like,
why are you coming to me, though? I'll be
there. Okay, well, I just want to thank you all for joining me today
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. We need a shout out to our squad. Shout out to squad. Squad 2.0. We need to. Standard procedure.
Tuttle, are we shouting out?
Yeah, shout out to Zesties.
Shout out to Joel.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in to Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuri. Hope we have another show and tune in next time.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.